Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Dr. Daniel Israel, a general practitioner at Dr. Daniel Israel and Associates at Bluebird Medical Center here in Burnham. Daniel, great to have you with us again.
Thanks for having me, Simon.
So I think the issue you're going to raise this afternoon is whether, in fact, it is realistic to go out and get tested every time you get cold-like symptoms. Should we be running off and getting COVID-19 tests?
So it's changed, Simon. You know, in the first wave of this pandemic, it was quite easy, to a degree, to spot a COVID positive patient because we were looking for people with fevers, travel history, and dry coughs. But with this Delta variant, we are certainly seeing normal presentations of colds and post-nasal drips and sinus-like symptoms who are actually COVID positive. So it's a really important question, I guess, to be asking. My answer in short would be it's very dependent on what phase of the pandemic, what stage in this wave we're at. And the fact that we have such a big uptake at the moment of cases with these symptoms would mean that where it's possible to test, if someone isn't feeling well, one should test. So, I mean, your question here is, and very rightly so, is, you know, every time we get a runny cold in winter, does that mean that we have to go out and run, go and do a test? And, it's almost impractical to do that. And we've seen certainly on the pathology statistics that the incidence of rhinovirus and enterovirus and other viruses are as high, if not higher, they have been higher than COVID. So I think a fair approach here would say, if you're not feeling well and you don't have all the COVID symptoms, so you just have a cold, a runny nose and a post-nasal drip and a bit of a headache, you might consider staying at home initially and not exposing yourself to anyone else so that if it is developing, you won't be doing any harm not having tested. But a day or two later, if you still have those symptoms in this wave in the pandemic, you should probably go out and have a test.
Daniel, a question that I've never asked before and it suddenly dawns on me that's really quite important is that oxygen levels and oxygen supply seems absolutely key in this particular scenario. And everybody's talking about this oximeter and how you need to be wary if your oxygen levels drop under 90 or thereabouts. What does it feel like, Daniel? If I am at a level in the 80s, am I going to be struggling to breathe? What is this deprivation or lack of oxygen? How's it going to translate in my body? How am I going to feel?
So it's very dependent on the baseline of the patient. So if you are a young, healthy individual, or even if you're not young, but you're healthy and your normal oxygen level sits at 95, 96, 98%, if you get a drop to an oxygen saturation of 88 or 89%, you will in most cases feel it. We do know of some instances of like silent hypoxia where people are getting drops in oxygen and they feel nothing. They feel absolutely fine. But as a whole, if your baseline is good and you drop, you'll feel it. But there are many people in our community who sit with oxygen levels of 90 or 91 anywhere, and they aren't even aware of that. So if they get a drop, a slight drop, they might not feel a thing. So I think the key message there is that we don't use oximeters and oxygen levels as good screening tools for COVID. So certainly you should not go out and buy an oximeter and then measure your oxygen every day and say, oh, and I have a lot of patients.
Okay, interesting.
Say,
yeah.
My oxygen's 93. I must be good. I don't have COVID. That is illogical. You need to have an oximeter available if you do get COVID so that you can make sure that you're not becoming hypoxic.
Fascinating stuff, Daniel. Once again, thank you for being with us on Chai FM this afternoon. Really appreciate your input. And I've got no doubt that we'll be talking again sooner rather than later.
Great, Simon. Keep safe. Be well.